I'm Indy Todd. Welcome to The Point. The arts are an important part of our region's economy, culture, and identity. In an effort to inspire the next generation of artists, there are a number of art education programs and nonprofits who provide creative opportunities and art instruction to Cape and Islands youth. A little later in the program, we sit down with Kevin Howard, Executive Director of the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod, to hear more about their support and programming for up-and-coming artists. But first, we look at the work of the Provincetown Art Association and Museum, or PAM. In December, PAM's after-school youth program, Art Reach, received the 2013 National Arts and Humanities Youth Award at the White House. In a few minutes, we'll hear about another PAM program with students from Barnstable High School. But first, we head out to Provincetown with WCAI's Brian Morris to visit the Art Reach program.
On a late afternoon in November, Provincetown has settled into its off-season quiet. But upstairs at the Provincetown Art Association and Museum, a large, brightly lit room buzzes with youthful creative energy.
Everybody else gather around the table.
The room is full of printmaking equipment, caulking guns hung on a wall, and on this day, a group of teens working at laptops around a large table. These kids are here for Art Reach, an after-school program that lets them explore music, film, video game design, painting, printmaking, and graphic novels. Lucas Hernandez is troubleshooting a video game he's creating with a friend.
I'm currently working on fixing the glitch I found in the game we're trying to make. Just kind of looking at everything, trying to figure out what might be wrong.
The kids range in age from 15 to 21. They come to Art Reach from all over the Lower Cape, meeting after school on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and now Saturday. Tracy Anderson is an Art Reach instructor. She says the mission of the program, now in its sixth year, is to help these kids discover and pursue their creative passion.
We try to find out what kids are interested in, what they don't really have time to do in school, or they don't have the equipment to do at home, but what they really want to pursue, and we try and foster that and give them what they need in order to move them forward.
On the other side of the large table, Julian Draws from Nauset High works in a program called Pixel Press to create a platformer video game.
So you jump across things and try not to hit the lava or the spikes and collect as many coins as you can and try and get to the end.
It's a lot like the Mario Brothers game from back in the day. Kids create their own game levels by first drawing them by hand on graph paper, then photographing them on an iPhone or iPad, says Tracy Anderson.
The program within the iPhone or the iPad understands exactly what that is, and it creates the game itself for you.
Several feet away, Kylie De Oliveira works on drawings for her first graphic novel, a book with illustrations for key points in the story.
I'm doing it with ink instead of digitally, but I am putting digital parts into it, so I can draw them on my computer and print them out and put them to the size I need. And then I basically cut them into squares or, like, different shapes to fit them in to where they go in my book.
Kylie travels all the way from Harwich to be here. She says it's well worth the trip.
This is my first year at the program, but I signed up for both semesters, and I'm really grateful for it because they have all the resources that I need and everything, and I really appreciate Tracy's help with it.
Once a year, the kids exhibit their work in one of the museum galleries. Here's Tracy Anderson again.
They hang their own show, they decide how it's going to be curated, which is another learning curve for some of them. And it's interesting for them to get that experience, to be in a museum and you know, be able to hang their own show and make decisions about what goes where.
Art Reach is a multimedia endeavor, so the exhibit has other components as well.
We will also have musical parts. We will have TVs up with animations that have been created. We'll have games that can be played by people who come into the show. And you will see all the thinking and the backstory that goes into these projects.
Lynn Stanley is curator of education at the Provincetown Art Association and Museum and founder of the Art Reach program. She says one of their biggest challenges is getting kids to and from a remote location like Provincetown.
If you talk to anyone who offers a rural program for youth, transportation can make or break the program.
So Art Reach partners with the Provincetown schools and organizations like the Nauset Youth Alliance to rent vans to get the kids here. Though she's an administrator, Lynn enjoys walking down the hall from her office to sit in on Art Reach sessions.
When you walk into the room and you get that hit of energy, you know, the kind of excitement and engagement and just pure happiness, you know, it's tangible when you walk into the room.
For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Provincetown.
ArtReach is but one program run by Pam. Another is the Lenore Ross Curating Programming. Joining us in studio this morning to discuss is Lynn Stanley, as Brian just said, Curator of Education at the Provincetown Art Association and Museum. Good morning.
Good morning, Mindy. It's so great to be here.
And I first have to say congratulations on that award. Going to the White House must have been exciting. And should say this was chosen out of quite a few people across the country.
Yes. About 370 programs applied. The program is run in the initial stages, much like you'd apply for a grant. And then from there were 50 finalists chosen throughout the United States, and we were one of 12 of the actual award winners.
That's exciting. Yeah. Also in studio, Carl Lopes, Department Head of the Art and Applied Technology Department at Barnstable High School, also an artist. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Mindy.
And we have some Barnstable High School seniors who participated in the program with us. Hannah Andres. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hannah Carlin.
Good morning.
And Annie Tamish. Okay. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
All right. So, Lynn, tell us more about this Lenore Ross Curating Program.
I'd be happy to. The program was established in 1992. At the time, Robin Watson was the executive director of the Provincetown Art Association and Museum. And she recognized that there were children and youth, particularly in Provincetown, who weren't aware of the legacy of the town. As many people know, there's over 100-year history of art creation on the Outer Cape, and the Provincetown Art Association and Museum has over 3,000 works of art in its collection, representing a broad range of media, genres, styles. It's an amazing resource, and many of the children in Provincetown had relatives, family members whose work was represented in the collection. So Robin, working with school administrators, teachers in Provincetown, and with Paul Bowen, who was an artist whose daughter was in the school system at the time, developed this program. And we just celebrated in 2012 the 20th anniversary of the program.
So each year you choose a different group to participate in the program. Are they typically students then?
It's a combination. It's usually more than one school that we work with. Historically, when we started with Provincetown, we were working with about 6 grades. And as the program has evolved, in 2005, we started to invite administrators and teachers to participate in the program. So it's, as I said, it works out usually to be about 3 or 4 schools that we work with, and it could be anywhere from first graders all the way up through high school groups and teachers and administrators as well.
Carl, your fine arts honors level class was selected to be part of the curating program this year. Can you describe how you incorporated this opportunity into your class curriculum?
I actually got a call from Lauren Wolk from the Cultural Center, and she told me that she had been speaking with Lynn Stanley about a high school that could possibly be involved in this program. And Lynn and I talked, and I just knew it was a great opportunity for the students to participate in this, because it was just an opportunity for them to rub shoulders with professionals from many, many different organizations, as well as different types of background, from curating to artists who work in the studio on their private work, to administrators who run arts organizations.
So the students spend the day looking through the work from the museum's collection, and then they choose one piece. So describe the types of work they could choose from, and what it is what is their assignment?
Well, we work with educators to determine, because we have such a large collection, we don't throw the entire collection at the students.
That would bit overwhelming.
It would be overwhelming. So we worked with Carl to decide what type of artworks he would like to focus on, what he thought would be useful and beneficial. So we came up with the theme of figurative works of art. And from there, I went in and culled, I think, about 40, maybe 50 pieces. And then the students came in and chose those. So it's a really rich experience. And I'm looking forward to hearing what it was like with Hannah.
That is my next question, as a matter of fact. So we have Hannah. You were looking at so many works of art. So how did you choose the piece you wanted to work with, and what did it say to you? And we'll start with you, Hannah.
We kind of walked around the room. We looked at a lot of them. I kind of wanted to try something different. So I went for one that was a little more abstract because I hadn't tried something like that. But it was also just seeing what artworks really just drove me into Vietnam.
All right, so I'm curious about that. You chose an abstract piece. So what was it about that piece? What attracted you?
Well, it had a lot of, they all had the kind of figure drawing theme, but I really liked how it had like loose lines and had a lot of movement going through it. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to do.
And what is it you were asked to do with this piece?
We were asked to kind of pick a piece as an inspiration and then you let that inspire our work. You could be using a lot of different things. Some students use the lines in it, some used the actual content. It was just kind of something to give you something to think of and go from there.
All right. Hannah Carlin, same question.
Well, mine wasn't abstract more. It was really realistic, and I wasn't used to that because I did a lot of abstract work and non-objective work. But I wanted to go for something different, so I picked a piece that was really realistic, and it was outdoor restaurant in Florence. And so I really liked the use of light in it and the modeled forms. And I took that and made it my own piece that wasn't so realistic but was still based off of the piece that I picked.
All right. Annie?
I chose a piece, and it was probably the biggest painting that we were able to pick from. So obviously, like, that caught my eye at first. But I was really drawn in by the colors of mine. It was called Dog Walker, and it was really kind of obscure and, like, abstract. But I was inspired by the colors, so my piece is really colorful. There's a lot of texture, and yeah.
So, Carl, they pick their pieces, and then would they go back to the classroom with this? Or, Pam, what's the process?
Well, once the students took their field trip to Pam and looked at all the works and did some writing, creative writing about the works, Lynn Stanley and her crew actually delivered the pieces to Barnstable High School.
Oh, wow.
And we have a gallery in our main lobby, and they set up a beautiful display of, I believe it was, 10 to 12 pieces. And the students were able to, as well as the faculty and the entire school community, they were able to see these pieces on a daily basis. So as the students started to work on their pieces, their individual pieces in class, they were able to go down and take a look at the original piece. They had taken some pictures of the pieces, so they had that as a reference. When we started to critique the pieces as they got halfway through them, we would bring the pieces down, actually put it in the gallery next to the professional's piece, and we would see how their pieces were working out, whether they were, you know, just holding their own or whether they needed to just kick it up a couple of notches. So it was a great experience to have the works actually in the school building.
Yeah. Does that make you a little bit nervous, Lynn?
No, actually, I had complete trust and faith. And just to describe the gallery space, it's this wonderful enclosed glass space. So the work was completely safe.
Safe, okay.
And just to step back a little bit, in terms of the process, I wanted to acknowledge one of the components of the curating program is we often invite visiting artists to facilitate the art-making process and also to present historical lectures. And Donald Beal was the visiting artist for this project, and two of his works were actually come from the collection. He works figuratively, which is why I chose him. I thought he's a wonderful educator as well. And so he had two pieces that were no one was coerced into picking these pieces. But one of the great things is that during the lecture that he gave to the students at Barnstable High School, he discussed his influence and showed works of art that had influenced the piece, one of the pieces, the Dog Walker piece that that Annie chose. So it was a very rich experience.
So one of the exercises of the program was the creative writing. So would any of you like to share what you wrote in response to the art you saw? Annie? Okay.
My piece was Dog Walker by Donald Beal, and I wrote, "The thin twig branches and small birds remind me of scenery one may find in Asia. The royal blue and mellow yellow in the center of the piece really catch my eye in front of the deep red and maroon. The dog and the man are in the background and appear very subtly. I had to look at the piece for a while before I noticed there was anything else. The dog is wandering one way while the man is wandering the other way.
Either of you Hannahs want to share?
I'll share mine. Okay. It's kind of long, so I won't read the whole thing, but it's talking about how I liked all of the other colors, and he didn't use black in his piece, so he like made his own black, you could tell, with all the other colors. So I wrote, green like the sun illuminating the canopy of leaves, olive like the moss covering the tree trunks, white like the sun shining through every crevice between the leaves, white like the apron of the weary worker, red like the light of late afternoon, blue like the light of early morning, brown like the light of evening and the light of tall tree trunks, silver and gold like the light of glass and water, red like the light of apples and pink like the light of flowers and women. And then, yeah, I went on like that. But
do you want to show yours? You don't have
actually,
to.
Actually, I wrote one, but it's not appearing in our... It seemed not to have printed out.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe you can share just your thoughts about your piece and how it inspired you.
I really liked it. It had kind of a monochromatic color scheme. It had like blacks and like kind of like a grayish blue and whites, and I kind of like that, and I carried that into mine. Mm-hmm. And I took more of a colorful like pink, orange, yellow, but I liked that theme. And the piece just had a lot of energy and personality to it. I like that.
Go ahead, Carl.
I was so glad that Lynn incorporated creative writing with this project too, because we do a lot of critiquing at Barnstable High School, and we put the students in a situation where they really have to verbalize and think about not only art history pieces, but their own pieces. And sometimes they write poems or it's just free prose, and we've done that in the past. So for them to go through this experience was just very, very solid as far as thinking about the content of a piece or why an artist may have created the type of image that he or she did.
Yeah. We're talking about inspiring young artists. 866-999-4626 is our toll-free number. That's 866-999-4626 if you'd like to join our conversation. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org, and we'll talk more after a short break.